John, you're at it again. Another terrific away performance. 3 points and a clean sheet. You must be delighted.
I am. I'm really pleased with the players. You know, I keep saying it, and I only say it because of the truth. It's all about the players and the effort that they put in. Some of the football we played again was very, very good, very assured. And but for the 5 or 10 minute spell in the second half, where we got a little bit edgy and a little bit panicky and we snatched the things, I thought it was a controlled performance. They're a good size audience, and you know, on another day they'd have scored a couple in the first half. Team Winard's made an unbelievable block after a great save by Jason. And they had a couple of other chances. And then we limited them, we kept them a little bit at arm's length in the second half. But they'll win lots of games here, and you know, I know Ian ends them really well, and I've got every confidence that they'll be challenging for the automatic places come the end of the season.
Is it the biggest compliment you can pay to your team that the top scorer in all four divisions has been kept really quiet today in Jay Simpson?
Yeah, you know, the defenders that we're choosing at the moment, they're putting the bodies on the line, and you just see that, you know. It's not very often our players go down with cramp, because we do pride ourselves on being a very fit side, but it just shows you that the effort that they put in today, that two of them did. The pleasing thing is that, you know, we had Tom Davis and Liam Wakefield on the bench as well, so it wasn't a case of, you know, rewind a couple of weeks ago when we were down to two fit defenders. Now, you know, they're back in numbers, and everyone's pushing for a place, and as all the rest of the squad is.
Made some good chances in the course of the game. The goal you scored, you can rely on Josh Windass these days.
Yeah, it was a lovely move as well. Great ball by Billy Key. Thought Billy was exceptional today, probably our man of the match. And he's got the vision to play them in, and you know, we just wish we could have got another goal to make it a little bit more comfortable. We had a couple of chances, you know, a little bit unlucky, but you know, we've rolled our luck a little bit at times, and you know, when it is going for you, you've got to make sure that you capitalise on and you get the 3 points, which is what we did.
You went across to the support at full time. How much of a difference did they make today?
Superb. You know, it's a long way to go, and you know, they get constant jibes, must have come in a taxi and all that. They can come anywhere they want if they support us like that. They sang, they got right behind the players, and it's great for them that they'll enjoy the journey home.
Above Orient now, in the table, right in the mix in the playoffs. These wheels aren't falling off, are they, despite people outside of the club perhaps suggesting they might?
Well, you know, it couldn't have come at a better time. You know, the great news this week, it's a feel-good factor this week. You know, the takeover was finally completed. The club was on an even keel, and you know, it's moving in the right direction in the table. There's a long way to go. There's a lot of games to be played, but I'm really, really pleased with the squad of players that we've got here, and I'm pleased that they're getting the rewards for the hard work. You knew it was going to be a good day today by the training yesterday we trained on Peter Marsden's old school, and the pitches were magnificent, and they even put these little mini lights on for us, and the lads didn't want to go. You know, we only wanted to do 45 minutes, and they wanted to stay and have a match, youngs versus olds. And you just got the feeling that there was a lot of togetherness there, and it felt right. They were all bubbly, they were all bright, and they've carried on to the game.
Do you feel like you've got what it takes to keep it up, stay in there?
Why not? You know, the year we won the conference, people told us that we were going to blow up, and we got stronger and stronger and stronger. Historically, we get stronger after Christmas, and October's out the way as well, so happy days.